Welcome to the MILF Way. Mindful, intuitive, lifestyle, fitness. An all-encompassing wellness podcast featuring some of the most successful, influential parents and experts out there. I'm your host, Cherokee Luker, mother, model, fitness trainer, and wellness enthusiast. Join me as we dive into all things MILF. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the final episode of season 3, I think. So since releasing the last episode, I finally gave birth 9 days past my due date. So my schedule is going to be quite busy the next few months. I'd love to record an episode telling my birth story second time around and possibly record with a few more guests, but we shall see. Anyways, in today's episode, I'm sitting down with Suzette Babb Newman, who I met at an event, and we instantly bonded over the fact that we had the same due dates for our baby girls. Suzette is one of those women whose energy you just want to soak up. Her outlook on life, approach to parenting, and how she conducts herself in business is just so infectious and inspiring. In today's episode, we discuss everything from her amazing businesses, relationship advice, her laid-back approach to parenting, which is so refreshing, mindset, the power of positivity, and so much more. You're going to love this episode and leave it feeling light and uplifted. So without further ado, please welcome the lovely mama of three, incredible businesswoman, and ray of sunshine, Suzette Babb Newman, to the show.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Pure Mama Skincare, a deeply nourishing range of naturally powerful skincare designed to support you through pregnancy and postpartum. With their liquid gold belly oil, sellout magnesium body rub, and range of all-natural purpose-led products, Pure Mama is your absolute go-to for safe, effective, beautiful skincare. Shop now at puremama.com or join the Pure Mama community at puremama_skincare.
I went in the spray tan machine over the weekend, got my nails done, and colored my hair. So I was really trying. Ooh, it's hard to keep up.
Being a woman, like a man will never understand.
No.
Today is hair wash day. That's why my hair is pushed back.
Oh, nice. And then you'll do dry shampoo.
Yeah, oily as fuck right now.
It's so good.
And I'm like, men don't have to take an everything shower and shave everything and then like lather up and exfoliate and do all the things. And I'm just like,
well, they get like George Clooney. They can have gray hair
and look
and be like sexier so good. In age. I know.
It's so unfair.
Sad for us.
Oh my God. Okay, but here we are, darling.
Finally.
We have the same exact due date, which is so cool.
So wild.
Wild. You are, I think, my like 8th or 9th woman that I know that is due within 2 weeks of me.
Wow.
And I mean, we're due the same day. Well, yeah, but
when I met all your girlfriends, everyone was like, we're in the exact same time.
Yeah, it's That's wild. So there crazy. Must have been something in the air during...
Something in the air.
Like May? Oh May, God. Right?
Is I when don't we even know pregnant? when did we conceive? I yeah. don't know.
I don't know. It's a blur.
I know. I feel like there's like so many women that are a little more on top of all that than I am. Like they know when they conceived. They know like everything. I'm just kind of like, I'm just a little more go with the flow.
I'm the same
so
way.
So I have no idea.
So, yes, introduce yourself. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. The MILF,
I didn't realize that it stood for something. So
yeah.
where am I at?
It's a spin on the normal yes. acronym that people associate it
we
with.
We got that.
It's more of like a wellness spin on
Very
it. So,
nice.
Mindful, intuitive, lifestyle, fitness.
I love that. It's perfect. It's you. That's yeah. really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm interviewing MILFs. So it's
Thank
like,
you.
It's very on brand.
I'm trying. I feel like, yeah, I feel like it was like 10 years ago. It's like the celebrity made it like hot to be a mom.
Yeah.
And then right now, like you and I met at a mother's wellness event for
yep.
Pure Mama.
Yeah.
And like everyone there was like, everyone looked amazing.
Gorgeous.
Like everyone was young, like doing like Pilates, yoga. Like it is definitely... And I feel like sometimes to be
and
a
I'm
mom
so
right
happy.
Now.
And I'm so happy. Yeah. And Megan Fox just announced her pregnancy.
Oh my God, number 4.
Yeah.
There you go.
tell me your story, because we very briefly met at the event.
Yeah, we didn't even get to talk about anything.
Yeah, we met in the bathroom. We were peeing, of course.
We met in the bathroom, we're peeing. And then I don't even know why we asked each other, when's your due date?
Yeah, I don't
know.
And
then it was exactly the same, February 4th.
Crazy, yeah, meant to be.
Oh gosh, my story. I've lived in LA now for almost, I think, like 16 years.
Wow.
So I'm from the Midwest, I'm from Minnesota.
Okay.
And I came out here originally, I loved acting, producing, hosting. But I don't know. A lot of also what I loved was like managerial and logistics and hospitality and like really kind of like luxury lifestyle. So I started like serving at Hotel Bel Air, Beverly Hills Hotel, the SLS Hotel. I started working a lot in like five-star like Forbes. I started working for, you know, celebrities and, you know, just like a lot of influential like brands, like supporting them.
Right.
And then flash forward to, you know, now my husband and I are doing design. We have studios. We have a furniture business. So
you guys are killing it.
It's all very connected. It's like one thing just led to the next. And we said, yes, we had one little baby studio and then, you know, we designed seven and then people would say like who designed them, which, you know, my husband did. And then people started hiring him to do interior design. I would do a lot of the like decor after kind of the afterthought. And then people started wanting furniture. So, you know, really, I feel like in this economy and in this time, like you have to really think about what your clients and customers are asking you to do. And we just kept shifting. And it happened really fast, faster than we could kind of keep up with.
Yeah.
But it's really pushed us into really like finding kind of our, you know, why and everything that we do. So I think we're in a really good position to like in your 40s, like figuring that out.
Yeah. You guys seem like you're just absolutely thriving. I mean, I want to dive into all of it, but
yeah,
let's back up a little bit. So I remember when we were at the event, you like briefly mentioned that you worked for Kim K.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was her executive assistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you must know Kim Schwab then.
Oh my God.
I love Kim.
Kim Schwab, like people that don't understand, like the most creative brain ever.
Insanely talented.
She's so, and like,
and
just
she's so
like,
humble about
it. I was just
it.
Gonna say, yeah. She's just like the kindest like soul. She, you know, can even be like just like soft spoken. Like she's, you know, when you think of like a creative director, like this idea, sometimes are people, they're like obnoxious or loud or have to get their way. But she's just like, she really is an artist.
So, yes,
I miss her like all the time. She's incredible. There's no one like her. Like, yeah. She is just like, she's a genius. She really is.
She is.
How do you know her then, too?
I interviewed her on the podcast, but
I
fit for Skims regularly.
Oh my God.
So, of course, Kim being the creative director, she's at all the fittings. And so, yeah, I interviewed her and an amazing interview, of course,
and
because
she's
her
a mom.
Story is amazing.
Yeah.
What was it like working for Kim K?
It was the best. Honestly, I definitely miss it.
Yeah. So when was that?
That was, I think, 2019. And then what I had Laurent December of 2020. And then I went back. And it was really hard to do. Like, being, you know, an assistant, you are working 24/7. That's just part of it. And you love it. Like, that's the thing. Like, loved what I'm doing. But it's definitely challenging, I think, as a mother and as a wife. And then also because, you know, my husband was, we were trying to build his brand and I was so a part of it that it's like, I can't manage, like, you know,
that's
kind
so
of assisting two people, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so I really had to say, you know, I think like investing in my husband and myself, like that's really investing in our future.
Of course. Yeah.
So you have to make those like decisions. And I was speaking at an event once and like a woman raised her hand and she was like, oh, you know, I really want to have children, but I feel like being an entrepreneur, that would be more difficult. I'm like, no, like,
it's actually better.
That is actually better.
Create.
You can work whenever you have to. Like, your hours are always going to be 24/7, but like in the morning, I can make breakfast for my kids. I can bring them to school. Like, I can decide when I'm there for them. And it is really hard if you're on someone else's time. So, yeah, I was with her. I was with her when, obviously, you know, Skims was launched before it was like Kimono.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the testing for like all the skin products. That was like so much fun to play with all of the exfoliants and lotions and I was like super hands-on, but that's only because I think that's also her mentality is like mm-hmm. just being open to people's, you know, opinions. And she's so hands-on. Like she knows exactly what she likes. There's no hesitation. Like there's a very fast response. And then in doing, you know, her schedule for all those years, like she was never late, never missed anything, never canceled. It's interesting now because now I deal with so many different clients and like people are always late. You know, people are always like,
especially in LA.
Exactly. Because there can be like a stigma, right? Like instead of us like living our authentic life of just who we are.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of like pressure to like kind of form into maybe something you're not for the idea of what that would look like.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right now, like everyone is building businesses or building a brand. So it's like your thought is, you know, some people just want to like carbon copy something because yeah. you see that success.
Right.
But just realize that if you can try to stay true to what you're doing, you know, someone's going to connect with you more. Like that's going to really bring in your audience.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, it was wonderful working for her.
So you kind of pivoted around 2020 and that's when you decided to branch off and start pursuing your own passions yeah. and...
So July 2021 is when I left.
Okay.
And during lockdown, mm-hmm. which I was kind of also maternity leave, that's when Anthony and I, we launched the Penthouse. So that was like really our second studio. And it was booked by, you know, huge brands, influencers, you know, campaigns were shot there. Like it was booked every single day. And I can wow. definitely say like we really started like the trend of like the kind of curated styled like studio. Now it's like everyone kind of understands what they are.
Right.
But people were like, I don't understand. Like you're designing a studio and people are going to shoot there. And it's like, well, yeah, because, you know, people want to just go into something that's already thought of for them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to make a mood board anymore. Like you can already just go in. And at the time, you know, everyone was like working from home, launching like lounge brands, like that kind of thing. Like the
right.
influencer really wanted to be seen with like iconic furniture and kind of like living like this fantasy life.
So smart.
So it did really well. They were all downtown. Then we opened 5 more. And, you know, that's just, again, how things kind of snowballed. Because then people started to DM us and they would say, you know, who designed your space? Like, where can I get that chair? They'd be very specific. Like, what is the fabric? Like, what's like the colors? So then we just started kind of slowly like building clientele based on people just asking us.
Wow. Yeah. And I love your style
Thank
and your
you.
Aesthetic. It's so, so good.
Everyone like, says it's their house. Like everyone's like, this is my house. Like
it's
everyone's
my dream
like living.
House.
I know. I was just saying, like everyone's living in like beige mansions.
I know.
That's like what everyone wants still right now.
I love it though. Like, where do you draw your inspo from?
Well, Anthony's really like, I mean, he is the interior designer.
Okay.
And a lot of it, he's from London. So he's really obsessed with architecture, mm-hmm. history.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, like, you know, he tries to merge, like if I can find like vintage finds, like, you know, like pieces that are really unique or sometimes like I'll make pieces and then kind of, you know, merge them with like styles of now, whether it's like neotenic or some kind of like 70s reproduction, because then again, like you're like mixing like two different styles.
I love that.
So he does that and he does rendering. So like he really, you know, you can really see something before. And a lot of our clients love that because like a lot of people like aren't playing with their own imagination. Like here's my room, but I don't really understand like how would things, you know, go together.
So you kind of help
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So we do renderings. So we literally take a client's like studio, could be a nursery, or it could like be like not even like a, you know, place yet. It could be like, oh, we have an idea for like a hotel lobby. But yeah,
cool.
You just like put the rendering together and it really helps people like understand like how would I live there? How would we work there?
I think it's so important to curate the space that you yeah. are either living in or working in or even just like celebrating in,
Definitely.
Having an event in. It's so, so important. And I think people kind of can just like glaze over it, but it really just sets the tone and the energy and the vibe for everything.
It is. And I think COVID's like enough behind us where people are really wanting to celebrate more. people still want to like come together, bring in community. And like, you know, you have to have that support. And that's where I think sometimes things can be missing is like, as like women who are pregnant or entrepreneurs, like, where do we find that from each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And
how do you feel? Where do you find it?
I honestly, through this podcast and through this platform.
Like you had to create it. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to do it.
You have to do it. Do you guys have a favorite project that you've worked on? Like, does one really stand out in your mind that you're like, ooh, that was probably one of my favorites?
The Grotto has been incredible.
The Grotto is amazing. It's I want you to talk about that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So in March, we launched a 5,000 square foot venue.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's
like every inch is perfect.
How would you describe it?
It's a grotto. So yeah, like exactly. Think of like the Playboy Mansion in the Grotto.
There you go. Oh, wow. This is going to bring a totally different feel to the space.
Not like that, but like it is like a cave. Like if you think of a grotto, but it's very minimal.
Yeah. Anthony always said it was kind of like industrial luxury.
That's a perfect way to describe it. I'm sure you have the better terminology.
I guess that was like the two word sentence for this one, because you know we have like the crazy oversized chandeliers, really luxurious like sofas. We have piano fur. We have onyx. But then
lots of texture, the
texture with all of the real rocks, and we have this like imperfect cave, which was really important because with one of our studios, the Neo, we did like, you know, perfect arches. So we thought, you know, let's not make this so, you know, perfect. So you could feel like maybe you're outside. It's very
organic. Really exactly. Too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been great. So we have, you know, huge campaigns shoot there and then obviously events, which is actually why we sourced that space, is because we really wanted to be able to bring community together and do, you know, possibly like industry nights because, you know, we've always felt as a married couple with children and in business, you know, we have felt like there is a lack of, you know, kind of supporting each other and like, where do you, you know, find people to connect with or even like, where do you find, you know, clients? You know, I do feel like the design industry, real estate. You could even say the same with like beauty. You know, there is sometimes like a monopoly. So it's really trying to kind of dig your way in and say like, hey, like I have an idea too, or I'd love to bring you something. And, you know, it can be challenging. So we really wanted to have a space where people could come together. And they have started, which is like really beautiful.
It's fairly new, right?
Yeah, we just opened in March.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's super nice. It took a whole year. It took a really long time to make it happen. But you definitely have to do an event there.
And you sourced all of the furniture and everything.
We manufactured everything, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about how you met your husband and your relationship.
Oh gosh, we met online.
Cool. When? Yeah.
Right before lockdown. Like I'm telling you, we met a month before lockdown.
I feel like so many people meet online now.
I mean, I don't know. Where else do you meet people in LA?
Honestly, I've been out of the game for so long. Like I'm not the person.
How long have you been with your husband?
We've been together for 6 years.
Yeah, a long time.
September. So yeah, like, it's rough. I don't know how to do any of these apps, like the dating apps and all of that. I'm like,
I know,
oof.
It's crazy. But yeah, we met online and then we were in
lockdown.
On an app
or?
Yeah, I think it was Hinge. I don't know.
Okay,
I think it was Hinge. But you know, it's funny because we met and fell in love in lockdown. So it's like we actually didn't know how to be like not on lockdown together.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so because it was like just us. Like it was like so much fun. It was like, you know, like, and then we were like pregnant right away. So
were you trying to get pregnant or did it just?
Yeah, no, we did plan. Yeah. We planned our first one. Did you always want children?
I wasn't always the person to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to have kids. Yeah. I knew I was going to eventually, but I wasn't like the girl like dreaming about.
Me neither. Because like I was just like, it's interesting because like people would ask me like, oh, I don't want children. And I also think it was something where like, why do people say like, do you want kids? Like, why don't people say like, oh, do you think you want a family or a partner or, you know,
true.
Because I, you know, there were so many women that were like, oh my gosh, like you did it. You like met Anthony. You said you would do what you were going to do. And then you had babies. I'm like, well, yeah, because I mean, I manifested it, but I also, they wanted a family.
Right.
You know, like I was also like, I would like to find the right partner for children.
Make sure it's with the right person.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I waited for a long time. Like, I was 39.
Oh, okay.
I know. She's like, you're all.
Well, you just don't look it at all. That's what you look absolutely amazing.
Is,
yeah,
we all, it's what it is. It's just aging how you do. But no, I mean, like,
I think that's the new norm now, too, anyways.
Yeah, you just can't be like stressed out about it. But yeah. I was really like, oh, I don't know if I want kids. You know why? Because, too, I also felt like it was a huge responsibility.
It is. I feel like people are always like, oh, well, I have to wait for the perfect time. I feel like there's no perfect time. Gosh.
There's never a perfect time.
Yeah.
And like, it's just funny because I'm from Minnesota. So like my girlfriends had kids when they were like 22. Oh,
yeah. Same. Because I'm from Maine. So it's like everybody back home.
Try calling them. Like yeah. I would call them and they're like, I can't talk. I have the baby. I mean, I'm just like, so now like if Sloan's in the car with me and I'm on a Zoom and uh-huh. she's screaming and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Are you okay? Like, I'm fine. I'll put it on mute, but like, she's going to be okay. But I probably look at motherhood like I don't stress over it. Like, we get through our day.
I love that approach. That's so good. So,
didn't you feel like at the event, like it was a little like everyone seemed like stressed?
I think because a lot of the girls there, it was all their first time pregnancies. That's probably why. So yeah. You're like, I'm on number three now. Like, all, like, I've got so this. Nervous.
I'm like, you're gonna get through this. Like yeah. This, you know, people have been having babies forever.
Forever. I mean, I think that's such a good way to approach parenting is to just be like,
there's so much we can't control.
Yeah. And everything's going to be okay. Like, definitely. You don't need to overthink it. You totally. Don't need to stress about things. So, okay, you guys met and then yeah. kind of instantly got pregnant. So now that you are, how many years into it? You're what, like?
We're only like 4.5 years.
Okay, but you're also 2 kids in on your third pregnancy. Yeah. So what are some tips for the audience to like keep things spicy? Because it seems like you guys are so, I mean, just from the very little things yeah. that I've seen on Instagram, it seems like you guys have such a great relationship. You also work together.
That's the thing, too. Like, we work together. So,
right.
You know, the thing about working together, it's probably a blessing and a curse because, right. I mean, I don't know what it's not like to talk to him like all day long. You yeah. know? But there's so much of that sometimes you're also not talking to each other like spouses.
Right. That's, you have to switch the modes.
Exactly. I know for like me as like I'm a very emotional person. So I think that's the most difficult thing. Like if you ever want to work with your partner, realizing that sometimes you're not talking to each other at all, like your husband and wife, mm-hmm. you know, but even in any job that I've had, people are always like, you're like the positive one. You're the emotional one, you know, so even in any work that I've been in, I'm never like intense.
What is he like? Do you guys like balance each other?
No, I mean, I think he is very, very intense and he wants to move fast in business because it does. It can feel like this LA rat race. And, you know, anything with a new business, like you don't have time. And a lot of stuff too with what we've done, you're kind of figuring things out. If you're manufacturing furniture, if you're dealing with delays. The other thing with design is everything is subjective, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
very true.
In interior design, like your mind is not tangible. So right. even when it comes to like billing people, like there's so much that you have to really think about. It definitely has its challenges, but also like we grew basically 3 companies in 4 years. We grew really fast. So I think there was just certain things that we could do together to find like the work balance to support each other. But it's definitely challenging. Like right now, I think we're trying to quickly plan New York, just like even a weekend before the baby comes. So
just the two of you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have to. It'd be too much to take them.
Yeah. Cause you have, how old are your kids right now?
So Laurent will be 4 December 1st. He's almost 4.
Oh. Baby. You know,
how old is your little
Hunter,
boy?
He'll be 3.5 yeah. in December.
So they're like right there.
Yeah.
And then Sloan is like 17 months.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's going to be a lot, but they are like best friends. They love each other.
That makes me so happy.
Oh, you're
going to
have so much fun. Oh, they have the best time together. Like he'll be like, I don't want Sloan to go to bed or yeah, they have a lot of fun. So like I never had that. My brother and I were 7 years apart.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think them being close in age, they have like, I mean, how like special.
A built-in best friend. Friend. Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have a younger brother and we're 22 months apart. So.
Oh, wow. You're like super close.
Yeah. We're very close.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, you just have to like do your day to day. You know? I mean, I cook dinner every single night.
That's incredible.
So we still like always have that. But I think like you have to make the time. And so for us, it is trying to like actually just get away. It's what you said too. Like there's never a right time. It's never. Like you just have to like put it in the books because yeah. you have to like get away with your partner and like have that moment together. Just the two of you.
Yeah.
And then two, what I think is important that we're still dealing with is still our like individual selves, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like,
what do you mean?
I did give up some of my work, you know, to do our work together.
Right.
So I think it's important for women to know and for men to know that like, you know, or however your partnership is, but still do stuff for you. You know, like yes. you're doing your podcast, like you're still an individual.
Yes.
So it's also like, don't lose a little bit of that selfishness, like to do your own thing. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Don't lose your identity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's still like always a work in progress because we're always going to change. Like something, you know, that you do now, you might not do in a couple of years.
Yeah. What does your kind of day-to-day look like? Like you guys have help with the kids, obviously. You have to have help.
Well, Laurent goes to like an amazing daycare. He's somewhere full-time and he like loves it. So I definitely would suggest to like any family out there. I mean, if you can, you know, find amazing schools, like you should, because he has friends. Like
they love it. And it's so good for them. Love it.
It's so good. It's very difficult. If you're not from LA, then you don't maybe have family here and cousins and all of that. Like, mm-hmm. he wants to be, like, engaging with kids. Is yours in a daycare?
I just signed him up for a half-day program, yeah. 4 days a week, which I'm perfect. So excited for because he's so ready. But he goes to the park every single day. He's obsessed. He has, like, his little
They're
group busy. Of friends.
They're boys. That's oh, what my it gosh. Is. Like, yeah. Laurent Non-stop. Is really a boy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Laurent is really, like, he already has, like, a scar. Like, it's a whole thing.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Of course you say that, but it's, like, traumatizing at the time. But,
I bet.
Yeah, we definitely have help. But that's part of it is, like, you know, if you really want to have kids, you have to.
It takes a village. And that's why they say that.
It's, yeah, you've so my mom's here. And, but it's.
Oh, your mom is here. That's so nice.
Yeah, she's here. So, like, they're really close with her. But, you know, anyone that's looking to have kids, like, that is one thing I think you do have to think about is that you need support, even just for yourself. So, like, you can get away, you can go do something.
Yeah. And then your little girl, her name's Sloane, right?
Yeah.
So she's not old enough yet to be
no,
in any kind of.
No, she can go in two. She can go when she's two, which I can't wait. So yeah, we have help with her too.
Walk me through like, okay, like what time do you wake up? And then you got to get the kids ready and then make
yeah.
breakfast and then you're
so
off
it's
to
like
work.
Usually, like, yeah, it just depends. I mean, usually we're up by like 6:30.
Okay.
Laurent's usually like the first one up, mm-hmm. but the kids sleep in their own rooms.
Oh, that's nice.
They've never slept with us once.
Do they share a room or they sleep
they
in their own?
They have their own rooms. They wow. sleep all through the night. And I was so lucky.
How'd you do that?
I know. I always ask and I'm like, just, you know, like I'm telling you, like this is not normal from what I hear. But mm-hmm. yeah, they always slept in their own room since like day one.
Wow.
And even with Sloane, I mean, I never put a monitor on her or anything.
That's amazing.
I never
That's
did.
Like very unheard of.
I'm telling you though. Yeah. I was like I remember with Laurent, like we set up the camera and I used to like watch.
Yeah. I think with your first, you're exactly. just like hyper
And then
paranoid.
Yeah, with Sloane, like I have like all these like new cameras, never set him up. Like mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's fine. And
yeah.
But yeah, so she's in bed usually by like 7:30 or 8. And okay. then he's in bed by like 8:30 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's usually up first. Like this morning he was up at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
He has his like dinosaurs. He doesn't want to eat breakfast ever in the morning.
Yeah.
I try to get him ready and then we try to get to school by like 8:45.
Okay.
And then either if like she has like help over or bring her to my mom's and then she's kind of next. And then, yeah, I usually head downtown, head to like clients' homes. If it's, you know, design meetings, installs, we're doing a lot of like custom furniture. With the grotto, there's a lot of site visits. Like we're getting a lot of wedding inquiries. So it's just all day long. Just there's a hustle
looks,
to that.
Looks different, right?
It does look different.
It's not like you're going into an office.
Exactly. Because you also don't really know what the day will bring sometimes. Because we've had, you know, we've had a lot of like movies now rent our furniture. Sometimes you get a phone call for like producers to come in. Like you just don't know.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. It's like we've just been so open because we do so many different things.
That's so fun. Do you guys have like a team of people? Like,
we have a really small team. Like, okay. we have an assistant. We have like sales team. We have a lot of contractors that help with like design.
Yeah.
But it's small. We're very hands-on. We're very in it. And you have to be. It's hard because no one can speak your voice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And like I said, there's so much about design or custom furniture, or, you know, you really have to like think outside the box.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like pass certain things like that on to people because not everyone understands that. And I've also, you know, in any job that I've had, I'm always like, okay, you have to lead first with like, what is the most positive thing?
Yeah.
You know, so if there's something about a walkthrough that maybe won't work for the client or they can't do, like I always kind of end with that. So I really try to push like a design or a sale or a booking, or maybe the date's not even available. Like, I mean, I can swing anything. So I always try to like, you know, first go with like the most positive thing, like what works the best. And then I kind of will always end with like the negative thing. So yeah, that's how I've always
that's
kind
a good
of,
tip.
Yeah, led life, because then it's just kind of like, oh, and then this doesn't even matter because everything else we can do. And it's like, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You don't want to lead with like, well, that's not really going to work. It's like, no, like, you have to learn right now, like how to sell.
Yeah, you're a very positive person. I can already.
Oh, I know people like
that. I love it. You're like a ray of sunshine.
My whole like life, people actually. A lot of people like would have a problem with that. It's interesting. They would say like, "Oh, you're always so happy."
And you're like, "Is that a problem?"
It's just the world we live in. But a lot of it too is like retraining your brain how to like see the positive in everything. You know, what we think, we start saying and it starts happening.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's why it's like really think about, you know, how powerful your mind is, whether you're trying to lose weight or maybe you want to leave your job because you have aspirations, or, you know, you do want to have that baby, you know, start really seeing like what that would look like in like your every single day life.
Yeah.
Because the moment that you start talking about it, now you're going to start putting the actions in and people will hear you.
Yeah. Your words are so important. And I think what's made me realize that even more is actually being a parent, because
they hear you.
Oh my gosh. They're soaking up every single thing that you say. So you have to be so mindful of every little word that comes out of your mouth. And it's like, did I say that the right way? Like, how are they going to perceive this? So it's like, it's really made me hyper-focused on the way that I speak and the way that I speak to myself, to others. Because it will manifest in your life.
It's so true. I'm really, really conscious about like what I say in front of the kids, which is definitely not how I was brought up. Because, I would hear adults talk and, you know, things really wouldn't faze me. But it's like I'm always really cautious. Like Laurent doesn't eat so much. Sloane eats everything. But like I don't make anything a thing.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, well, he'll eat when she's hungry. And if she's not hungry, she won't eat. Like I don't want to make things into a thing right now.
Yeah.
Because I do think that kids hear everything and I don't want to ever like put anything into their mind that also might just not be true. Because like I feel like I ate all the time as a child.
Right.
So
yeah.
I just want to like really be thoughtful.
Yeah. I love that approach. Have you kind of always been like that? Or
yes,
did
okay. always. Yeah. I feel like I'm the same, you know, like spitfire, excited, like outgoing, like creative when I was like 10.
Yeah.
Like I always kind of had.
You just had it in you.
This like in me. Like I always would work four jobs at once. Even right before I signed on with Kim, I was at the SLS Hotel full time. Mm-hmm. So I was serving there like 5 to 6 days a week. I managed the building I lived in. So I had 52 tenants.
Oh my gosh.
For 8 years. And then I had my own skincare and fragrance line for 3 years. So
wow.
In my house, I made body butters, fragrance, like essential oils. I had a scrub. I had two face oils. And then like you, like I was always doing print work.
Yeah.
So I was with like three different agencies. I was doing Curve. So I was doing like a lot of like size 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I was extremely, extremely busy. And I remember Chris saying like, you do so much or you're going to give everything. And I said, your daughters do so much. I mean, I love multiple streams of income.
Yes.
And just, it's really a hustler mentality
yeah,
is what it is. But it's
like,
also LA.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? I feel like everybody, you kind of have to have that thick skin and that hustler mentality in order to survive
and it was
here.
Like I could travel, like about whatever I wanted. Like I had like multiple, you know, revenue streams. So it's kind of how we're, you know, trying to live life right now. Like it does feel like, oh, you have to just do more than one thing.
Yeah. And it seems like you thrive doing multiple things.
Definitely. And yeah.
I feel like work ethic is just so important to have.
It really, like, how can you teach your children that? Because a lot of the jobs that maybe I had when I was younger, they don't exist anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Like, even serving, like, now it's like you can just go somewhere and you, like,
it's all digitalized.
I know, it's so weird, but like it's like having like someone to talk to.
I know. Growing up, I was the same way. I was always like either a server or working retail, or I always had to make my own money. I always had to do my own thing. Yeah. But it like it teaches you so much. Like I learned so much working at resorts and 5-star hotels. I worked at Four Seasons, and it exposes you to that, like that certain type of person. And I think that's kind of like a lost art nowadays with kids. And I want to instill that in my kids.
The communication is missing when it comes yes. to like, how can I solve a problem or assist someone? Like,
yeah, and the quality really of tough. Service. Like, even when you go out to eat now or wherever you are, the quality is just not the same. People just don't care anymore.
And I think, too, though, it still starts from like the upper management. So I don't know if things have changed and people just aren't invested, or maybe they feel like something that was like a career job isn't really like career anymore. But I agree with you. Like I want my kids to serve. Like I want you to understand what that's like serving others.
So valuable.
And working with others too. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I was a server, and for you, like if you're on a floor with people and helping people out, like being just being like aware of like what's going on. Cause like in this world you need to be aware of like what's going on.
Especially nowadays. Yeah.
I know.
So let's pivot a little bit and talk about parenting. You already have two. You have a third on the way. And I just love the mentality that you have and your approach to parenting, where you're just kind of like, everything's going to be okay. What are some other tips for the audience, if you can think of any off the top of your head, that kind of have just like served you on your journey?
I think like trying to have a schedule is important. Like we still have that. Even though I might be a little more... I'm not trying to be lenient, because like our 4-year-old, he needs time out. He does need to be strict, but we definitely have like a schedule.
I think structure helps kids so much.
They've never missed nap time.
Oh, amazing.
Ever. So that's the one thing I'll say is like, we get up the same time every day. Like there is the routine. They have nap time. We're really trying to limit like TV. So right now, if we are watching something, a lot of it is like, he's really into like grasshoppers, dinosaurs, you know, even like Miss Rachel, like, you know, trying to put something on that's like a little more
educational.
Exactly. We're really into like Christmas movies right now as well. But yeah, he is very busy. He wants to like crack eggs every morning. He wants to make muffins. They both want to kind of do everything on their own.
Right.
So I try to, you know, like this morning, like he ran his own bath. I'm trying to include him to help me out a little more, to be honest, too. And I think that would be helpful, because he's just like so interested in everything. And he has so much energy that the other day I said, like, do you want to like learn how to like put the dishwasher on? Like, these are things I'm trying to do more of, because I just think that I'm going to need more help.
Of course. Yeah. And it just like builds their confidence, because it makes them feel independent, like they can do it.
Yeah. And understanding what things do.
Right.
You know,
exactly. Like,
I don't think my brother ever did laundry, you know, because if you're doing everything for them, so I think
they're never going to learn. Right.
So I'm trying to like include him in things and kind of get him to help out a little more, even though he's not even four, but it's going to be needed with like having like, you know, another child. So
of course. Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, I don't know how we'll do it. You just kind of do it, but it is a lot. That's just what it is. It's just, it's moving like really fast.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having like two?
I'm a little bit nervous about having a girl, just because I don't know what to expect. And I think it's a little bit more pressure almost, but I'm excited to have one of each and see how they get along and their personalities together. But yeah, it's definitely going to take some adjusting. And I think I'm just like mentally preparing myself for that.
That's all that you can do. It's just like kind of see what it looks like, but then just be open to it. Like Sloane is definitely like a tomboy in a way, only because, mm-hmm. She loves playing cars and dinosaurs because he does. So it's actually, they really do really, really get along, but she's really sweet. And you know what I'm nervous about is like three, because I want my kids to know me and I want to know them. So I sometimes worry like, oh my gosh.
Splitting your energy and attention.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Because Laurent will, like even last night, he was like, no, sit by me. Like sit by me and play with me. You know, so I really am like, oh my gosh, like, when the third one's here, like, I really need to make sure, like, I'm spending time. Like, I want to know my kids.
Yes.
You know, so that's one thing I want to, like, really...
That's one thing I think about,
really
too.
Be really mindful of. Like, yeah. That's, like, how do we figure that out? Like, does that look like, hey, we're, like, you and I are only going to go to the park, or we're going to go get lunch? Like, just, like, doing that with, like, your kids.
I've heard from other parents who have multiple children that that's kind of a really great way to split up your time and energy, is kind of do things one-on-one so that they feel like, okay, I got my time with mommy, and now I'm, like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you are with all three, you don't feel guilty as well, and then they're not, like, pining for your attention.
Yeah, because I never want them to feel like jealous of each other,
right,
or feel like they don't get enough time. Because, like, I'm even now, like, they both want to be carried at the same time. And mm-hmm. they're like, me, me, me. I'm like, okay, no problem. But it's kind of a lot. But do you think you want another one?
No, I'm done at two. Do you?
No.
You're done at three. Yeah. You're like, I'm
like, two would have been awesome too. I mean, it's all good. Like,
yeah.
So you guys weren't planning
on the third.
No, not planning on the third.
Okay. Yeah.
It's interesting because when you tell people, like when you tell people having a third, like everyone's like, okay. Everyone had, there was not one person that was like, woohoo. Like everyone's like, oh, another one?
Really?
Yeah. I have girlfriends that also only have like one.
Yeah.
And they are like very committed to like, you know, like their only child. And I remember telling her and she was like, okay, three, you know, but her sister actually has like, I think five or six, but
it's, oh my gosh.
Again, so much of, honestly, like my motto has always been like, you just do what you only can do.
Right. You have the personality to handle three, for sure.
I think so. But I'm just saying like, we can only take on what we can take on. And I do feel like there's still a stigma for women, and women are like nervous, or how can I do it all? And it's like, well, you might not do it all today.
Right. Oh, you know? I love that.
Yeah, just like put, okay, where is it in your day that you need to do it all? Is it that you have to do at the office? Is it your kids? I mean, you're kind of just taking on whatever you can do. Like, I definitely have our day scheduled and like tomorrow scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we share a calendar of next week of certain things, but I definitely can't like overstress. Like, I'm definitely like, okay, that didn't work out. Like, it's fine. Like, things aren't just the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
There's a lot of pressure.
There is. Especially now, I feel like with the movement of like women empowerment and being your own boss, and like, it's a lot to juggle, but this is what we were put on this earth to do.
Exactly. And like, God forbid you like don't say the right thing. You know, like, because I definitely believe in women's rights. And that's part of it, is like, it is just your right.
Exactly.
It's your right to do what you need to do. And that's just, there's too many like unfair stresses that we all just can't like dissect. It's hard enough.
Yeah. And I like that advice that you gave, is just like, sometimes you can't do it all. Like,
I never understood this idea of like, how do you balance? I'm like, you cannot balance at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, what can you? Exactly. What does your day look like, and where does the energy have to go? And mm-hmm. again, like you said, like sometimes you're a wife, sometimes you're a businesswoman, like
so many different hats that we wear.
It's crazy. So, but yeah, I think three is going to be awesome. I think they'll be, I do think they'll be really good friends, and I just want to be able to give them all that attention and get to know them, and just whatever it is that they want to do, I also want to, you know, support and figure that out.
I forget. Did you find out the sex?
Yes. We're having another girl.
Okay. Yeah. I think
you're having
a
girl though, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right. Okay,
yeah. Cool. How is your pregnancy this time around? Is it different from your previous pregnancies?
I mean, all three pregnancies have been easy.
That's great.
I'm dealing with like some vein issues. I don't know if women have that going on. That's the only thing.
I think it's normal. Yeah.
And I remember at the very end of Sloane, I had like really bad like vein issues. And then this pregnancy, they came on a lot earlier.
Hmm. Interesting.
But other than that, I mean, I'm feeling like really good. Like I haven't had, you know, But again, this is my whole thing about just doing what you can. I've had friends that have been on, you know, bed rest. You know, after Laurent, I did have two miscarriages back to back, and people couldn't believe it because they thought, because my pregnancy with Laurent, like I remember I left the hospital in a thong bodysuit. Like it was hilarious. And I was like, oh, I don't know. But again, it was just what I could do. Like it's just doing what was right for me. Mm-hmm. But like people like, you can't believe that. Or, you know, didn't you, you know, all the things that you're supposed to like leave and like a moo-moo and feel depressed.
And wear
like,
a diaper.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like. Again, it just goes back to whatever you're going through, like, that's just your truth.
Right.
Yeah. And that's okay. So it's just, again, finding, like, what you're creating, finding the support in that, you know, and let, like, you know, people being honest about it. Not that everything is perfect. I've just been lucky, but I still had the two miscarriages. So
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
That was how I felt. I was
not the right timing.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to have a sick child. Like, I don't want to be sick. So I just felt like, you know, your body really does know.
100%.
But people couldn't believe it because it was almost like, oh, because like your pregnancy was so perfect with Laurent, like it's just perfect for you. And I was like, no, like we are all human.
Yeah.
You know, life is very short. But that is just like what I went through and experiencing that. It's just part of the story.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that like? I've never experienced a miscarriage.
I found out that I was pregnant. So you're taking, like you're peeing on the stick and you're mm-hmm. pregnant. Mm-hmm. But when I went in, she was like, just something doesn't look right. And mm-hmm. I can't remember. I think maybe there was a heartbeat. And the second time there wasn't, I can't really remember, to be honest. But she thought that it was twins. So she thought that, you know, twins is also really hard to carry.
Right.
So now with the first miscarriage, I passed everything on my own. There was no like discomfort. It was just what it was. The second miscarriage was very different. So
was it painful?
It was super painful. Like
I've heard that.
Yeah, you take medication because, you know, you're passing basically, passing like tissue. And it was awful, you know, it really was. But like, it is such a personal thing. And that's why I feel like with motherhood, sometimes it's not fair because you're expected to feel a certain way or do a certain thing. But
yeah.
You know, the miscarriages for me, like I had friends and family that I feel like were more sad than I was. And I said, well, it just wasn't meant to be, you guys. Like, it's okay.
I love that
mentality. Like, why would I want to have, I mean, your body's just saying something's not right.
Right. Yeah. And it just wasn't aligned and it wasn't the right timing.
You know, it's hard. Like, their families, you know, that have sick children, whether they're, you know, born, like, I mean, to go through all of that, like, I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So to listen to your body and like find that timing, like,
yeah,
that's really the best advice that I have.
I think I would kind of feel the same way as you did. Like if I were to ever experience a miscarriage, I would kind of just have the mentality of like, you know what, this wasn't meant to be, like, on to the next.
Yeah,
you know, you can't really dwell on it or stress about it because I think that just kind of makes it worse. And I know that it's much easier said than done, I'm sure.
You know, there's an old school mentality too. Like, I think there was like a lot of pressure for women.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't carry children or...
True, right.
You know, feeling something like that. But right now, like, you know, people are having other people carry their children. Like, people are adopting, people are, you know, freezing embryos. Yep. Like the world is so different now. Like you can really kind of figure out, you know, what does that happiness of life look like for you?
So many alternatives and options.
Definitely was.
Let's talk a little bit about wellness.
Okay.
Let's dive into the acronym. What do you do to stay mindful?
I think really it's going back to positive thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I have to be mindful in the way that I think and the things that I say and the things that I do, not just for me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it is for my husband. It's for children. It's for clients. It's like, you know, trying to be the best representation of yourself so that if you do walk into that room or someone calls you, they need advice. Like it's really trying to think outside the box of what you may think happiness is. There's just so much we can't dwell on. So yeah. I think the best thing is like, I have to be positive. Being a mother of three, you know, we have our own businesses. you could look at things and think like it's a lot of stress or it could be chaotic. So like I have to know that like we can get through each thing and you have to get through it. You know, you're not getting over it. That's the other thing. It's like,
I love that.
Any hardship that we're going through or, you know, all the beautiful things, like just enjoy going through that. And like you have to learn from it too.
Absolutely.
That's like the biggest thing. And my husband always say like, we have to, you know, learn from everything, like how to do this again, how to not do this.
Right.
But a lot of it is just like the power of the mind.
I love that.
It is.
How do you listen to your intuition?
I've always had like the best intuition. I really have.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's like, I think your intuition is actually a physical feeling. So like when something hasn't really felt right, you know, it's just like, just probably not worth it. You know, I think a lot of it is like, don't think on things too long. I think if you're really overthinking something, it's just not right.
Yeah.
So I think with a lot of it, it's like, I just don't think it's right. Or like, I have a really good feeling about this. Mm-hmm. Again, too, that support in others. So like, if there is something that I haven't really been sure of, who do I know in my Rolodex? You know, like, is it a friend? Or it could even be like an acquaintance that maybe in business or in life, like there was something where they could kind of help me. So like, I'm really big into like, it's so funny. Like if I call you, like I'm calling you for a reason, you know, like, so even when it came to like the grotto, like calling people for, you know, help or different advice, or I have an idea for something. And like, I know like they would be like the best person. Like I always would like just do a call. Like I'm not like a text person. So it's like, hey, I have an idea for something. Like, I know that like you're the best person. Like, it's just one of those things. So it's also just like believing in people and then connecting, you know, them to something. Like, I just think that support and like connecting people is really important because not everyone's good at that.
Yeah.
You know, and not absolutely. Everyone can see it's something in themselves.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of the intuition, like you just have to like listen to your body. Like it's going to tell you.
Yeah. 100%.
It's crazy.
What are some of your lifestyle non-negotiables?
This is one thing that I need to like work back on. Like before kids, like my skincare, it was like mask, exfoliate, you know, like I wear the Skinny Confidential, like the puffer. Like I was like obsessed. This is one thing like I do miss a little bit. I feel like I need to give myself like more of that self-love.
More time.
Yes. And like having like just like the 10, 15 minutes to myself.
Makes such a big difference.
Yeah. But that would probably be a lot of stuff is like health and beauty.
Yeah.
But I probably need to work on some of that stuff again. I have to work more on taking time for me. Like there was a class recently that I was taking and I loved it. It's a class. So like my phone's like put away. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it is like putting away your phone.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Putting away everything and saying like, I need this time.
But I'm going to dedicate this time to.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think to be like just very like honest, like that's something I have to work on. But you know, you only have so many hours in the day. And sometimes as mothers and wives, I do feel like I will put them before me. Like,
of course, they're
your
priority.
Even if I have something planned,
yeah.
You know, even with work, you know, because I'm thinking, oh no, something came up with work. Like, I really should pivot, do that Zoom meeting. Like that can be a sale. So it's difficult because you feel like you have to support the family.
Yeah. And I think too, with your specific situation, because you don't have a set schedule, your schedule is changing every single day for the most part. It's probably a little bit more challenging to be like, okay, I'm going to carve out this time to do this.
Exactly. You don't do it because you're thinking about your family. You're thinking about if I can, you know, book a sale or if my kids need me, like, that's a priority. But like we as women, we still have to be our own priority. So I think that's one that I need to work on. And that's what I'm saying to all the women out there. Like, what do you need to work on for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't be pouring from an empty cup.
Exactly.
What is your fitness routine?
My fitness needs to be better too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just part of it. I think being like pregnant, I loved like there was like classes that I was taking, like I said. And remember the last time I was taking it, it was like a little harder to do. And then someone didn't even know I was pregnant. They were like so confused. I'm like, no, I'm pregnant. Like I could just look bloated or something. But
what class was it?
Bunda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love Bunda. It's so good.
One of my friends just bought the franchise and they're opening a bunch of different locations.
Oh my God.
I've yet to try a class
though. It's the best.
Okay. I have to try it. Everybody loves it.
It's the best. Yeah. So one thing about LA too, like I love it if I just take the kids on walks.
Yeah, same.
Like I love doing that. Going to the park with the stroller, like Laurent now has his little scooter, like love to be outside. We have like the best backyard. Like we swim, we have a pool. So really, I think, you know, a lot of the fitness stuff, even just keeping up with them,
yeah,
is just kind of like whatever it is that they want to do, we just do it.
Yeah, just living an active lifestyle of being a mom.
But work too, like even with design, I mean, I had an install the other day and like I loaded all the boxes up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that, and I thought, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm so stiff. And I was like doing the bows and, you know, so, you know, part of it is just like the work that we do is very physical.
Right. Yeah.
So still for now, like I'm in it, I'm okay.
That's awesome.
But again, not everyone, like buyer beware, because I know you have to like, you have to be careful. Like we're towards the end.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. We only have 12 more weeks.
I know. How do you feel?
The one thing about this pregnancy that's very, very different from my first is just the exhaustion. Just because I think, you know, I have a toddler and that I can't just rest whenever I want.
Yeah.
And so I think that's definitely the biggest thing that's affecting me is just my energy levels are so low compared to what I'm used to when I'm not pregnant.
For sure. I know. It's rough.
That's the one thing.
Are you still in heels?
No, I'm not like, yeah.
It's a tough thing. I mean, we should like write a book. I mean, there should just be, you know, like I say, like, as a mom or soon to be mom, you just can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
And that should be more than enough.
I agree. We're literally creating.
I know, a little life.
A little life inside us. Yeah. It's hard because you put so much pressure on yourself to be able to do all the things that you want to do and could do before you were pregnant. And sometimes it's like, no, you just, you have to accept it and just, you know, embrace the fact that you're going through some changes right now and it's just temporary.
Yeah. You can't be like so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
That's a thing. And if someone else is being hard on you, it's like, again, of like thinking about those that are around you, you know, where's the priority?
Yeah.
You know, and that brings me back again to that miscarriage of people feeling a certain way. And a lot of it should be just how, you know, you as a mother feels. It can be tough. You know, you just have to find your right tribe.
Yeah, for sure. One question that I ask everybody at the end is,
oh God.
If you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice, what would you say to the younger version of yourself?
The thing is, I was always very, very serious. Mm. You know?
You don't strike me as that.
Well, I mean, I really loved to work. I always did the right thing and I was always like very responsible, which I wouldn't take that back. But I think sometimes it's like, gosh, like all of a sudden, you know, like here's life, like this is it, you know, like maybe there's times I would have just slowed down a little. I know that's, I don't know how, I don't know how that makes sense, but I remember like everyone would always like, you know, not that I ever felt like the fear of missing out, but everyone always like, you know, go out or I don't know, but like.
Your priorities were just different.
Yeah, they always were. I really loved work. I loved investing in myself. I created and did a lot of interesting things in my life. So like, I'm proud of that, but I don't really know. I mean, I always had a really good head on my shoulders. I do feel that way. But I think I would have, I think like slowed down just a little bit.
Yeah. That's good advice. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like that because then it allows you to like be a little bit more present and just.
Exactly.
But I'm also such a firm believer, like everything happens for a reason.
Definitely.
And you are who you are today because of all the things that you went through.
For sure. And it's like, that's why I always like, I always think of like a ladder or a staircase because I always thought about one thing really did always lead to the next.
Yeah.
You know, like. When I created my Zetter & Co. skincare and fragrance and I was buying in bulk like all these essential oils and different like body balms and fragrances and I did my own logo and I was making mood boards. I mean like years later then I'm like sitting with Kim and then, you know, we're going over her fragrance and like, you know, everything I've ever done has like led
has
me
led you to
something.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think about working at Minnetonka Country Club and setting up for a wedding and doing floor plans or when I did mood boards for photo shoots when I was 17, like, and now we're doing them for clients. Like everything that I always would like love and just did, I'm doing now.
Right.
It's really crazy.
It's all connected. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing that Anthony and I always talk about is like, how do you turn what you really love into a business? And that's what we did.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You guys are such a perfect example of that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being 17 and I posted an ad on Craigslist and I was looking for a photographer to do a trade because I had a concept of like. I had a concept of this, like, I found this, like, building. I went to, like, the Goodwill and got, like, this, like, snakeskin coat. I went to Savers. I got, like, black extensions. I glued them in. I had, like, this whole vision for this, like, industrial, like, glam photo shoot. And I found these girls, Sarah and Laura. They were B-tour. They were, like, wannabe photographers. And we did, like, a trade. And I, like, did, like, a mood board. I was 17.
And you found them in Craigslist.
I found them on Craigslist. We started working together a lot, actually. But I mean, now, literally, clients hire us, like, for branding.
Right.
And we do mood boards, whether it's a photo shoot or, you know, it's like a pop-up for a design room. But something that you're interested in, and this is really good for our kids, too, mm-hmm. is, like, something that they really like. You're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, let them, like, let them roll explore. With it.
Yeah, that's a really good parenting tip, too. Yeah,
it's a really good tip.
Yeah.
You can't control what they want to be.
I know.
You know, so.
You can't force it.
Try to encourage it, you know. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, just let them be their individual selves and unique selves.
Exactly.
Okay, my love. I feel like we could talk forever.
I know, we did good.
Where can everyone find you and follow you and work with you?
Well, if you go to my Instagram, so yeah. Suzette Babb Newman. Mm-hmm. I have all of our brands. So the Newman Studios, the Grotto, and New Maison are linked there. So that's our furniture, our production and event space, and then our other, like, basically creative design firm. So everything's there. The Grotto.LA has its own website, NewmanStudios.co, and then NewMaison.co. So it's
everybody
all
check
very,
it out.
Very connected.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything within the design, creative, photography, events world.
You're the girl.
Yeah, we're there for you. We like to, you know, work with, you know, whatever it is that you have, we can help you out.
Yeah, and create a vision, make it come to life.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. You were amazing.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
We're working it out together.
Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you gained some insight on how to practice becoming more mindful, learned the importance of listening to your intuition, gained some lifestyle takeaways and fitness tips. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast. It means so much to me and is really the best way to support the show. And if you feel inclined, please do not hesitate to leave a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Cherokee Luker and the podcast at The MILF Way. So make sure you follow along to access my personal content and content pertaining to the podcast to help you become the best version of yourself. Talk to you all very soon. Love, love.